until the job is complete. A big thank you to everyone who helped make the purchase of this new air conditioner possible. Noted in the bulletin every week are monies that are collected from our weekly offertory, our online giving, and any donations that we have received. Due to current circumstances, we are not passing the collection basket around, but have placed a large basket to my right for your convenience. We want to thank everyone for their generosity. Last intentions for today are special intentions. Our celebrant is Father Sojak. Please stand.
Our opening hymn is When Jesus Comes to be Baptized, number 111.
I confess to Almighty God and you, my brothers and sisters, that I have very sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do. Through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask this prayer your pardon, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me, the Lord our God. May the Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to his people of goodwill.
We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, God Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ. With the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who when Christ had been baptized in the river Jordan, and as the
the Holy Spirit descend upon him, solemnly declare him your beloved Son. Grant that your children by adoption, reborn of water and of the Holy Spirit, may always be well pleasing to you. We ask through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Response from the psalm, you will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation.
Thank you.
St. John. Beloved, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten by God. And everyone who loves the Father loves also the one begotten by him. In this way we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and they obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whoever is begotten by God conquers the world. And the victory that conquers the world is our faith. Who indeed is the victor over the world, but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and blood. The Spirit is the one who testifies, and the Spirit is truth. So there are three that testify: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are of one accord. If we accept human testimony, the testimony of God is surely greater. Now the testimony of God is this, that he has testified on behalf of his Son. The word of the Lord.
Wearing all the other vestments, like green vestments,
know, that is the sign for green, it's a sign for ordinary season. So we'll be wearing the green vestments and, you know, everything will be changed and, you know, all the banners will be gone from here. And see, the ordinary season is a season, you know, we see that Jesus began his public ministry, you know. We see the Christmas and the Epiphany and all that, and then, you know, he has, you know, like, you know, entering into this new season, and, you know, like, he has grown up now, not no more, you know, child Jesus now. So he has grown up, and he is entering into the his public ministry, and that is where we see, you know, you know, the baptism of the Lord, and then that is an affirmation, you know, like when Jesus was baptized in the river Jordan, he heard the voice from God saying that you are my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased. You know, that, you know, he began his public ministry, being with the people, healing them, and, you know, and consoling them, and, you know, and curing every disease and illness and all that, or, you know, he began his public ministry. And, you know, like, probably when we, you know, celebrate this feast of the baptism of the Lord, we are also called to remind of our own baptism. And we are all baptized, right? And, you know, like, I remember a few years back when Pope Francis, you know, immediately after he was elected as a pope, maybe after, you know, a few days, I think it was probably on a baptism of the Lord. Baptism of the Lord, he came out and then he was talking to the people and then he asked them, is there anybody who remembers their baptism date? You know, baptism date. And, you know, there were a few people. And, you know, like, and I ask also, like, you know, every year when we celebrate this feast, I ask, you know, like, anybody remembers their baptism? We all remember our, you know, like, birthdays and things like that, right? We know birthdays and we celebrate. Anybody remembers their baptism day? There are a few, I see, yeah. Few. Even, like, the other masses, there are a few here and there. But, you know, like, it is good for us to know the day of our baptism. You know, when we, that's an important moment in our life when we were baptized. But I'm sure, even if you don't remember the date, maybe like today when you go home, you know, check your baptism certificate and see. I'm sure the kids should know that. I mean, sure, you're not baptized maybe like 10 years back, 12 years back, right? You know, some of you. And, you know, go home and check the date and keep it in, you know, very carefully. And maybe if you can see some of your pictures, like you'll be wearing your, you know, white cloth and suit and all that, and then, you know, the priest, you know, baptizing you. And I'm sure, you know, like, you have those pictures. And that is a beautiful reminder for us, you know, what we are. You know, like, you know, like, today we see that Jesus went into the river Jordan to be baptized by John the Baptist. And it was not necessary for Jesus to be there because Jesus was sinless. No? And all those people who were there to be baptized by John, they were all kinds of people. People, those who were struggling, people, those who were disappointed, people, those who need forgiveness, and people, those who have all kinds of illness, and, you know, like, you know, they're all kinds of people who really struggle in their life, you know, who want to find God in their life. They were all there before Jesus to be baptized. And therefore, it was not necessary for Jesus to be there, you know, to be, because he was sinless. And but Jesus was there. Jesus there, and then John the Baptist baptized him. And why Jesus was there? Because Jesus, the very fact, the very ministry that he wanted to do, the very fact that he came to the world was to be with those people, those who were suffering, people those who were struggling, people those who, you know, look for God in their life. People those who are disappointed in their life. And that was the ministry of Jesus. That is what Jesus wants to stand with those people, want to be solidarity with those people, want to stand with them, that, you know, and strengthen them, saying that I am with you. I am with you to help you. I am there to support you. I am there to enlighten you. Now that was the beginning. That is what Jesus said. know, when he was baptized on the River Jordan. And we see that, you know, immediately after that, you know, Jesus began his ministry and all that. And then we are also, you know, like when we were baptized, it is the same baptism. You know, like Jesus' baptism, there were a big party and celebration pictures and all that. But when we baptized, we had all that. But, you know, the same thing happened. You know, one thing happened. You know, what happened to Jesus happened to us too. The heaven was opened and the voice came from heaven saying that, "You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter in whom I am well pleased." You know? And God said, "I need you. I need you to stand with the people who go through struggle. I need you. I need your help. I want you to stand with Jesus. I want you to be the hands and feet and eyes and of Jesus in the world, you know, and I want to help, you know, everyone." That is what, you know, the Lord has asked us. And therefore, we made a commitment. We made a commitment on that day when we were baptized that, you know, I will continue the work of Jesus, continue the ministry of Jesus. And that is the commitment that we all made. And therefore, my dear friends, you know, let us look into our own life and see, you know, how do we live that commitment that we made. You know, that, you know, but sometimes we fail, but God has given us the grace. God has given us the sacrament, you know, especially the sacrament of Eucharist is for that. Sometimes we fail, sometimes we weaken, and that God nourishes, that God feeds us, you know, to continue with our work and with our ministry. And therefore, my dear friends, today, as we celebrate this beautiful feast of the baptism of the Lord, let us, you know, be reminded of what happened and to us, and let us, you know, recommit ourselves to the commitment that we made. And we know, like when we were baptized, we were poured water on us, and the priest poured water on you, and said, you are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and then you were given a cloth, right? Nice new cloth you were given. And you were also given a candle, you know, to be the light in the world, you know. And I'm sure you will have all those candles and, you know, the cloth, everything with you, some of you. And that is a reminder, you know, like when that is what happened when we die, right? When we die, when the casket is brought at the entrance of the church, you know, like when you enter into the church, usually baptism also takes place at the entrance of the church. And then, you know, when the casket is brought, you know, we sprinkle the casket, you know? And then we put the pall on the casket, the white cloth we put. And then we bring, and then, you know, there will be the Easter candle. Will be lit there, and you will be there in front of the candle. And that tells us, you know what happened on the day of baptism? You know, we hear in today's gospel, the doors of heavens were opened. And God said, "You are my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased." And therefore, God is telling us, God has opened the door for us to enter into that, you know, into heaven. And that is what happened to all of us on the day of our baptism. Always remember that. God has opened the gate, opened the door for us. You know, like heaven was door opened, and then he heard the voice. You know, Jesus heard the voice. And that is what happened to us. And therefore, let us all be ready. We will not be here for a long time, right? We may be here like 70, 80, or 90, 100 years, and then we have to go, you know. And God is telling we have a permanent place there to live with God, be with God. That is our God. That is our purpose. That is the journey that we are making. And therefore, let us always remember that the commitment that we are made with God, and today let us ask, in a special way, ask God's grace so that we all will be strong, you know, and to live our commitment every day, you know, to our life, you know, by being with the poor, being with the people, those who are really struggling, those who need us, you know. And when we do all that, we are always, you know, being the hands and feet of Jesus, and then we are, you know, making ourselves committed to the call that we have received on the day of our baptism. Let us pray for this grace during this Eucharistic celebration. and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified and changed to die. He suffered the death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord of the of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess my baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen. Trusting in God, who sent his Son, sending his own Son for our salvation, let us offer our prayers this day.
For the Church, may Christ continue to bless her with all she needs to bring his love to the world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the salvation of the world and for men and women of faith, willing to proclaim the gospel to the ends of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For women facing challenging pregnancies, may God look graciously upon them and grant them strength, hope, and a community of support. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those among us preparing for baptism, may the Lord continue to deepen their faith as they grow in their knowledge and love of him. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our beloved dead, especially Bill Golden, as they died with Christ in baptism, may they now rejoice and live with him forever. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pause for a moment and silently place before the Lord our personal prayers and petitions. Let us pray for our families. And all those who have asked our prayers. All those who are in hospitals, nursing homes, from our parish. And all the people who are suffering from this pandemic all over the world. Loving God, please hear and answer our prayers this day according to your holy will. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
During the preparation of gifts, let us sing together, Come to the Water, number 603 in the 2020 Missal.
Thank you.
be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our redemption and all his holy church.
Accept, O Lord, the offerings we have brought to honor the revealing of your beloved Son, so that the oblation of your faithful may be transformed into the sacrifice of him who willed in his compassion to wash away the sins of the world. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for in the waters of the Jordan you revealed with the signs and wonders a new baptism, so that through the voice that came down from heaven we might come to believe in your word dwelling among us, and by the Spirit descending in the likeness of a dove we might know that Christ your servant has been anointed with the oil of gladness and sent to bring the good news to the poor. And so with the powers of heaven we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty without end we acclaim. Giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with the Francis, our Pope and Gregory, our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us, we pray, that the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be heirs of eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, our glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed for divine pity, we dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now.
Lord Jesus Christ, your dear apostles, peace I give you. My peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Jesus Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, that faithfully listening to your only begotten Son, we may be your children in name and in truth. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
My dear friends, as it is announced, we are planning to the new air condition next week. So the masses will be the weekday masses, and probably next weekend or by following weekend masses will be online, will be able to be here. But at least for 2 weeks, we'll have masses in the parish hall. So tomorrow, Tuesday, and the Tuesday onwards, and then that weekend, and then the following week, weekdays, mass will be in the hall. So then, you know, probably by end of that week, we'll be back in here. So they have some duck work and, you know, like, you know, things going on. So probably when we come back, we'll have a better place, right? I just want to thank everybody who helped us to make this possible. And again, you know, Mark, welcome back after your vacation. You know, we are happy to have you, you know. And anybody who was celebrating their birthday this week, this month? Anybody? Can you raise your hands? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah. Let's sing happy birthday to them.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
The Lord be with you.
And with
the Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth.
As we're sent forth, let us sing. Hallelujah is our song, number 174.